Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty, Democrat of Connecticut's 5th District. So, what was the first term like?
Well, the first term was, you know, exciting, challenging in a lot of different ways. Sort of bringing me back this week, and, you know, we're now talking in mid-December because many of the Newtown families and supporters are here today and this week to mark the second anniversary of the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary School. I kind of, you know, I came into Congress on the heels of this just horrific tragedy that affected the whole nation. And again, today I'm certainly reflecting on that this week as we close out the 113th session of Congress with, again, these families here. So that's very much happened to be very much on my mind about unfinished business. I mean, the need to do more and to do better.
Elizabeth Esty, there was a Pew poll that came out just as we speak, which indicated that more Americans think it's important to have a gun than ever before, and much more for guns than for gun control. I find it personally, I have to tell you, very disappointing. And I just wonder, with Sandy Hook and everything else, things haven't changed in this country. The NRA has reigned supreme, and to me, it's dark.
Well, I'll tell you, I also saw that and was certainly not pleased to see those figures. But I will tell you this, though, Alan. You know, still the vast majority of Americans support the common sense efforts that I have been pushing for every single day, and that is having a comprehensive background check for every single commercial sale of a gun. It just makes sure that the law applies to all commercial sales. And really seriously, anybody who looks at that provision would want it to be in place. Just in the same way that if you get on an airplane, you want everyone to go through security screening to keep everyone safe, it's the same thing true for guns. It's in all of our interest to make sure only people who are not felons, who are not dangerously mentally ill, who are not domestic violence abusers, have access to guns. And that is the simple point of law. There remains very strong public support for that. And I'm gonna continue that effort in the new Congress and work hard with colleagues who were reelected and with the new folks coming in and sit down with them and talk with them about why this is so important.
Well, God bless you for that, and I mean it. But let me ask you, what's the lesson to be learned from the uncompromising efforts by the National Rifle Association, which never stop and which seem to be winning people over?
Well, I think the lessons to be learned are in part that you know, money plays too big a role in our politics, and we'll probably get to that at some point in our conversation, which is part of what's on my mind as I look at the big budget bill and the role of big money, and NRA has been part of that. But it also shows the importance of year in, year out, being very persistent, and that is what we need to be doing on our side, on the gun safety side, as persistent, as, you know, determined as the NRA has been for decades. And I am encouraged by that because I think we are seeing a groundswell of citizen activists from across the country, and I've been meeting with them this week. Was with some last night at a dinner at one of the local churches. People who've come from all over the country, from cities and from small towns, people who were affected by shootings in their communities, individual loved ones that they lost. And that citizen activism is enormously powerful and important in American democracy. So, as I said before, I put my money on moms. At the end of the day, you know, I think moms and others will insist that our elected leaders do the right thing.
Should there be more moms elected to Congress?
Absolutely, there should be more moms elected to Congress.
Do you think there's a difference?
We should have a broadly representative U.S. Congress.
Do you think there's a difference between the way in which men and women approach things like guns?
Certainly, you know, those who study behavior will say that there is a pretty big gender gap around the gun safety issue, that women are even more strongly supportive than men. But again, I think there's an education issue here, and there's been a lot of misinformation, and the NRA has been responsible for that, a lot of intentional misinformation about what these common sense reforms are, and they do not threaten in any way the lawful Second Amendment rights of gun owners. It just ensures that the people who shouldn't have access to guns don't. And frankly, we need to, in addition to criminal background checks for all commercial sales, we need to have it be a federal felony to engage in the trafficking of guns, and we need to make it a federal felony to engage in straw purchasing, because that's the backdoor way around felons getting hold of guns.
Straw purchasing.
And those are all common sense.
Straw purchasing for some of us needs definition.
So straw purchasing is where somebody buys a gun claiming it's for themselves, but they're really buying for someone who's not eligible to buy. So the classic example is the felon who gives girlfriend the credit card and sends her into the store to buy the gun. And she fills out paperwork saying that she is the one purchasing the gun for her own use.
I wanted to switch subjects for a moment. And Governor Malloy did not do well in this election. He just narrowly won.
He won. That's the end of the day. did well in that he won, and he won by more than he did 4 years ago.
Interesting. So what do you make of that? I mean, what do you make of the fact that Connecticut is so competitive?
It's a difficult time right now. You know, I think what I make of that is that the governor made bold choices, and bold long-term choices that in the short term can be difficult. And I'm very pleased that he won, because I think he made some strong and important long-term choices that are better for our state, and we need more elected officials who are willing to make those choices. And some of those include important investments in infrastructure, investments in education, investments in the sort of business environment around research and development, around manufacturing. He's been a champion on those issues. Those are issues I've been championing on the federal side, helped get us federal grants to support those efforts. In fact, we actually just received a Race to the Top preschool education grant, which the state has been trying to do for years, that will expand the number of slots available to low-income families for their children to get high-quality preschool. We know this works. And you know what, Alan? We know this not just from sort of liberal think tanks. We know it from places like the red state of Oklahoma, which has had astounding success with its preschool education for children. So these are the kinds of initiatives we should be engaged in all over the country.
The governor's name has been mentioned a number of times in the national political arena. He wins, and as you say, he wins by just a tiny bit more than his opponent. But does this dampen maybe a vice presidential nod or something like that?
Oh, I am a bad predictor of what happens in politics for others. You know, we barely finished this election, and already everyone's busy talking about 2016. But I have to say, I think he's tightly focused on his agenda for the next 4 years, and I am for the next 2 years in Congress, about, again, pursuing real investments, important investments in infrastructure and transportation, making sure that we are supporting research and development, that we are investing in high-quality job skill training for cutting-edge jobs that pay good wages in manufacturing. These are all doable things. These are the things we need to be working across the aisle.
Okay, so we have a minute. I want to ask you a minute question. Are you having fun?
I am having fun. I mean, not all days and not all times, but fun's probably not the right way to describe it. I would say I love the job because I get the opportunity to help people every day.
When you were a little girl, did you think you would be here?
Absolutely not, no. I did not. I was not one of those little girls who thought she wanted to be in Congress. In fact, when I was an intern, when I was in college, I thought I did not want to be the front person. I wanted to help change things.
And who did you intern for?
I interned for Al Quie on the House Education and Labor Committee.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, Elizabeth Estey, it is such a joy when you come and talk to us. We love having you here. And I love your ability to keep it straight and simple and to make it understandable for all of us. So we thank you. When we come back the next time, let's talk a little bit about torture.
All right.